We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's kind of a dank afternoon.
What about dank?
Afternoons on the Score.
And what that defense has done in the early part of the season, just shut down work. Fan is on the field, so we'll have a bit of a stoppage. And now some of the Rams players get involved. And Bobby Wagner had had enough. He just took the fan down.
Yeah, that fan's...
Meanwhile, let's talk about this offense for the Rams.
Oh, man. That's Buck and Aikman on the main call on ESPN.
Joe, you don't have to change the topic that fast.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They know that's the mandate. That's the network mandate for decades and decades.
For forever. It's been, you don't show the streaker. You don't show the man on the field because... it will encourage copycats.
I know.
That's what they all say. We're not going to show this.
Remember when Randy Myers got tackled on the mound at Wrigley? Anybody remember that? Maybe I'm the only one.
Yeah.
I remember.
Good old Randy.
Yeah. Did he punch the guy?
No, Chad Kruder punched a guy.
Okay.
Chad Kruder punched a guy who was, like, giving him crap when the bullpens were still
I remember, but didn't someone charge him out and got decked? Was that I'm wishing Randy Myers would have clocked that guy.
Yeah, no, somebody did.
Right?
It was the other guy.
No way to know.
We could try Google.
Cubs pitcher punches fan. Hang on.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
But last night, they showed it. We have video of this fool. He was running on the field with like a pink, what are those things called?
Pink smoke, yeah.
Smoke, like a smoke bomb,
I think they call
smoke
it.
Smoke bomb, yeah.
Yeah, a smoke excreter.
He's running on the field.
It's a breaker downer of stuff.
And Bobby Wagner.
He was doing a gender reveal for his child, right? That's why it was pink.
No, I don't think he was. I think that was debunked. I think he was like, it was some kind of protest for free range chickens in Alaska.
Yeah, I think the internet was just made the same joke that it was a birth announcement.
Was it really
I don't think it was
free range chickens in
That's
Alaska?
That's what I heard on Good Morning Football this morning.
Yeah, that's a good source. Certainly better than the internet saying, it's a gender reveal because it's pink.
But man, free-range chickens, if they can't have them in Alaska, then where can you have
No, it wasn't Good Morning Football. It was on Carton Show with Decker and Mark Schlereth this morning.
Okay.
They were talking about it.
All okay. Right.
Free-range chicken.
All right, well, you going to Google that?
Yep. I'm on it.
Thank you. So they do the traditional thing on ESPN.
Yeah.
But they had the footage, and Bobby Wagner decks the guy. And then on the Manning cast on ESPN2, they showed it and talked about it.
He is not going to play the same coverage back-to-back, first down, second down, third down. He's going to go through the whole Rolodex. He got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? No? Can I do it on the big board?
Yeah, you got to break down his
move. I don't know if he's naked right now, but I think at some point, he had no clothes on. He was running a post route right across the 50, and a security guard took him out. But a nice hit, though, right? It was a nice legal hit.
Yeah, I thought we could show that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we could. You know, yeah, they don't want to talk about it.
I understand
it.
The A team couldn't show it, but the B team, like, we should be able to show that.
I mean, that's why. Here you go. Oh, yeah.
There he is. There he is. Not, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking
Wagner.
About. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and let these guys take over.
Oh,
Bobby Wagner. Veteran play.
He had some smoke going on there.
Yeah, he's got a T-shirt on. I mean, he's promoting something. Yeah.
Amateur hour there. If you're on a streak, you got to go full throttle and go nude, right? I mean, what is this?
Streaker, you think you go high or you go low?
That was kind of bad tackling by the Rams on the long and the Debo. Good tackle on the half streaker, right? I mean, you know, nice form there, but let's try to tackle Debo the same way.
How would you tackle a streaker? You think you go high or you go low?
I mean,
depending on what he's wearing?
Like I said, that guy was a half streaker. You know, that guy had all his clothes on. You know, there, you just take him wherever, right? If he's totally naked, there's certain places you can't take him.
Right. Yeah. You just kick him.
Yeah. You don't wrap up a naked guy. You go straight over the shoulder. All right. Enough about the streaker.
All right, that's solid work from Peyton Manning.
It's just great television.
That's very good television. I love the ad lib there. You don't wrap up on the streaker.
Yeah.
And just in general, let's roll that back. We're the B team. We can do what we want. Hell yeah.
Going to Eli's tablet, like Eli Manning, they zoom in on his tablet and they put it up there so he could go do the instant replay and do like the all 22. They're doing the telestrator for the streaker. They're talking about Bobby Wagner's tackling technique. Entertainment.
So this is the breakthrough, you think. Go ahead and show the Jamoke,
yes,
who has made himself part of the action. Don't worry about influencing the future Jamoke.
Do you think that anybody watched that and saw Bobby Wagner? Bobby Wagner, like one of the best tacklers in the NFL of the last decade, deck that dude and be like, you know what would be a good idea if I could do that? I'm jealous of the Alaskan free-range chicken guy in the gender reveal. No one thought that guy came out ahead of his interaction with Bobby Wagner.
By the way, the Google search, the advanced Google search, I got nothing on Alaska free-range chicken
NFL. It was an animal rights group.
Okay.
Yeah, take action directly.
That's fine.
Or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an animal rights group.
Okay. But
I don't want to give them any pub.
And another text follow-up. Someone said Bobby Howry clotheslined a dude out there who charged the mountain. So maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's worth it.
I don't
it.
Remember Bobby Howry doing it.
But anyone else with me? This is a deterrent as opposed to going to encourage copycats?
I think you know if you're a streaker, if you're like a fan runner, a field runner, you know it's going to end violently and badly. You know that whether it's Bobby Wagner or a security guard or you being hogtied and like dragged, you know, like it's going to end uncomfortably and painfully.
There's a difference between like the security guard in the jacket and the windbreaker getting you to the ground and like escorting you off the field than a 240-pound linebacker leveling you with shoulder pads. There's got to be a difference there.
Mm.
That's a deterrent. I think what it should be is, yeah, you got to go to jail and do your night and pay your fine, but also it's free reign for anyone on the field to do whatever they want to you. Like, if that just became a part of the experience.
That the hit is just allowable.
Yeah, you just, and every team has it, like, you know, the NFL preps out anything, everything, so they got a designated tackler.
Who's the office linebacker? Is it Terry Tate?
Terry Tate.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Jaquan Brisker. You got to carry the shoulder pads because you're a rookie. You got to do the secondary dinner. Mm-hmm. And if there's ever a streaker on the field, you got to take that
guy.
That's
a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yes, it is.
It's trespassing on the fans' part. They came into the field to play.
It's on the back of your ticket.
Where's Bernstein? Yeah, it's on the back of your ticket. You may get hit by a linebacker.
You may get demolished. It's always a linebacker, isn't it? I mean, it's usually a linebacker. Somebody just tweeted at us the time that Ditka demolish somebody on the field. I remember growing up, it was Mike Curtis, the old Baltimore Colt linebacker, who was a legendary physical and very evil man on the football field who demolished a fan on the field one time in a legendary way.
June 25th, 2008, Bobby Howry blows an 8-3 lead of the ninth to the Rockies.
Oh, boy.
And a fan was charged for it. And a fan charged him, got within 3 feet before security brought him down.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember the video of this. I don't remember.
I don't either.
Maybe we didn't see it.
I don't either. Do you think we have...
ended up winning, though, thanks to Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, good. You think we have any field runners in the mob?
Has anyone that's ever a great been question.
I know a couple of them would drink a little bit too much at the events that might do it for you.
No, I'm not saying I want to. I'm asking, have they done it before?
Have they done it?
I'm not going to send anyone onto the field at the White Sox game
tonight.
Sorry
for thinking that you would want someone to do that for the show.
Yeah. No.
Sorry about that. Listen, that's on me for thinking that you would want that.
Hey, there's a field runner in the mob who wants to go out there with an MLB sign. Hey, I'm just saying. There's
some guy with a bra.
there's only two games left for a member of the mob to get in camera sight here for the baseball games.
It should be pretty.
It's not going well.
It should be pretty easy.
Probably a lot of room to move around there tonight.
That's what
tomorrow.
I'm saying. Plenty of good sections available. Mm-hmm. So Joe Buck, they couldn't do anything about it. Peyton Manning nailed it. The OG at this, the guy who never followed by any of those rules. But again, just because, you know, it's radio.
Yeah.
Our guy, Kevin Harlan, he was on the call last night for the Pink Smoke Animal Rights Streaker.
And here comes a stoppage in play because someone has run on the field with a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle. Head first into the player who has taken the field, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke so you can't see him, and now on him are a couple of security guards.
Kevin, I think this is becoming a thing. We got the pink smoke coming again. This is one of those gender reveals. Somebody at home's having a girl. Now,
well, I thought maybe that the last one we saw was for some animal rights or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just think, hey, you think about the way to reveal that you're having a girl. I'm going to run out on the field at the 49er game and get arrested just so I can let my honey at home know we're having a girl.
That guy is headed to the slammer, and it will not be a good night.
He's the best. He's the best.
The slammer.
Slammer.
Oh, that's a good one.
That guy is headed to the slammer.
Is that your favorite euphemism for jail? I mean, I've always liked
a lot of good ones.
The big house.
The big house. The pokey.
The clink.
Clink's a good one.
The hooscow.
That's how we talk here in the clink.
That's right.
The hooscow. What does hooscow mean? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's just one of the ones that I've heard. Yeah.
I don't know why I like the pokey. But I do.
The slammer.
Harlan went emphatic with slammer.
That guy is headed to the slammer.
Yeah, there's
with
a lot
no
of
regard for human life. The slammer. It is COD. Is that great?
Texter says it was actually Shane, a gender reveal of a free range chicken that was about to hatch in Alaska. And spoiler alert, it was another chicken.
Oh, got me. Thanks, Texter.
How many chicken sandwiches did you have last night, by the way?
I had three chicken sandwiches.
He made them himself, which is easier than going to get them.
It's a lot easier to make your own.
Yeah, you could have driven over to Chicken Corners over there at Diversey and Elston, but no.
Nope, decided to make my own and ate three of them. Also, for the first time last night, getting off the red line at Sheridan, looked down into a backyard. One of my neighbors just got chickens. How cool is that?
Free range.
Not very if you live next door to one.
Well, they're chickens. They're not roosters. They're not trying to
chickens don't make a lot of sound.
Our old place, they've got roosters.
Do they?
Several.
Okay. Yeah, these are chickens. So I think my next apartment is going to have a backyard so I can get some chickens. A lot easier to make chicken sandwiches when you can butcher the chicken on your own. I'll tell you that.
We can jump into your neighbor's yard and steal a chicken.
You know how much easier it is to butcher a chicken than it is to go to Jewel and buy one?
Much
easier.
We don't know. Okay.
Call me naive. I'll be the one to ask the question. What are they doing with these chickens in their backyard?
Probably eggs. There's a coop back there. And there were like
Don
five
Cooper.
Of them.
Don Cooper's back Don there.
Whoa.
I didn't call them. I yelled down to him. And
okay, so they have chickens. They don't like
pets. What'd you yell to them?
Down to coop?
You know what?
No.
Bring Giolito over there to the coop. Maybe they can fix him. They can see something. Maybe he's tipping pitches or something. And the coop, they'll teach him a cutter in the backyard over there.
The coop. We're so stupid. Coming up next, the return of an old friend in our sports lives. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.